Vikings mandatory minicamp has wrapped up here at Winter Park. Players are off for 5 weeks, but we just got you here, and now we have to let you go already, man.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. You know, extremely happy to get to graduate, but did miss a lot of off-season time here, so going to be working to catch up.
When it said the Minnesota Vikings select David Yankee in the NFL draft, what were your thoughts?
I was extremely excited. You know, when you get a chance to block for a guy like Adrian Peterson in the backfield, that's one of the first things that was in my mind. I also have there's a couple of friends that I played with at Stanford that live in the area. And then, of course, Jeff Davidson, his son, is actually on the Stanford team as well. So, you know, having already met the O-line coach is pretty cool as well.
What were the 3 days like for you here?
It's awesome. A lot of learning, you know, really fast paced, catching up to the vets as much as possible, just learning from them so much and, you know, getting a lot of good work in with the team.
Training camp's going to be a different ball game for you guys down in the trenches. I mean, no pads here, and there's off-season restrictions, and training camp, all of those are lifted. So it's a little bit of a different element once we get down there.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to get back to real football, basically, where you have pads on and you're working your techniques, how they're actually gonna be worked in game. That'll be another very cool opportunity.
Got some young guys on the offensive line, but some of the pillars, we have veteran guys, Charlie Johnson, John Sullivan, Phil Loadholt. It's good to have those guys there to help some of you young cats, right?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of really veteran guys that have played way more football than I have, especially in the NFL. And so just watching them, how they attack the game, how they prepare for practice, all that stuff, is an invaluable experience.